An employee at the Pickled Willy's booth gathers up crab legs and dumps them into boiling water. Jeremy Abina does marketing and sales for Pickled Willy's. He says there are a variety of crab types with different flavors, but they are selling Golden King Crab this weekend.
It's saltier, but it's bigger sections, so people get a little more return on their crack. I would say most people prefer the snow crab, the tanner crab, the barred eye. It's all the same thing, just different names. Most of the locals prefer that because it's a sweeter crab. It's not as salty, but it's not as big. So, you know, you got to take your taste versus your return on your crack.
Co-owner Barbara Hughes says all they do is reheat the crab for 4 minutes and serve it out steamy and warm with one important side dish.
Everybody wants butter, tons of butter. Not really any cocktail sauce, just tons of butter.
Abina says a crab leg weighs about a half pound and they charge $20 per pound. He says they shipped their weekend supply in from Accutane, where the crab was caught a little more than a week ago. NOAA crab biologist Pete Comiskey says king crab fishing used to be a thriving industry in Kodiak.
At one time it was called the king crab capital of the world, back in the 60s and into the 70s, and then the crab populations around 1982 around Kodiak and all around Alaska kind of crashed, and they have not recovered sufficiently in Kodiak to have a crab season since 1982.
He says there are a lot of theories, overfishing, disease, but little evidence for any one reason king crab numbers shrunk.
The population went down throughout the entire range of king crab, throughout Alaska and over into Russian waters and down into British Columbia waters, which kind of points more to a broad environmental kind of cause or factors that contributed as opposed to localized fishing.
Trevor Brown is the executive director of the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce, which organizes Crab Fest. He says a few years ago, the festival relied on St. Mary's Catholic Parish and school booth for its crab needs. One local fisherman donated annually before he retired.
Once he sold out of his shares of crab, he obviously wasn't able to donate that anymore. So we did have 1 year where we did not have crab at Crab Festival, and I believe that was 3 years ago.
Brown says this year Crab Fest offers not only a booth for king crab, but also one for Dungeness crab. Terry and Randy Blondin run Crimson's Crab, where you can see the crabs scuttling around in a tank at the booth. Randy Blondin is a commercial fisherman and says he does have a preference.
Actually, I think I like Dungeness better myself. No, it's obviously cheaper than king crab. It's half the price that king crab is.
The smaller Dungeness crab goes for $15 each at Crimson's. Unless you know someone or you are someone who fishes for crab, the festival is one of the few opportunities for residents to grab this particular brand of seafood. And now that commercial outlets are selling at the festival, Kodiak is not as likely to go without crab again. I'm Kayla DeRoche.